Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
For our first segment today, I want to thank you for listening to Healthy Talk. It's awesome that you're here with me this afternoon. You know, there is a trinity of nutrients for lowering blood sugar. Did you know that? I love that idea too, a trinity. I've talked about a trinity of nutrients for blood pressure, lowering blood pressure. Now I'm going to talk about a trinity of nutrients for lowering blood sugar. So we have blood pressure and blood sugar. Today is the blood sugar part of this. There are three plant-derived nutrients, and through their rich array of complementary mechanisms, they really are powerful for lowering blood sugar. So if you know anybody with an issue dealing with sugar levels, it might be a pre-diabetic, a diabetic, maybe yourself, maybe it runs in your family, you're going to want to listen up to these nutrients. So here we have sorghum brand, white mulberry, and Floridzin, and together they deliver the widest possible support to help naturally stabilize blood sugar levels. Okay, the American diet culprit, we got to get over the fat and cholesterol thing. The American diet culprit is not cholesterol and fat. It is refined sugars. I'm going to read you something directly from the National Council on Strength and Fitness. This is a direct quote from a study they published a couple years ago, and it's pretty amazing. 100 years ago, the average individual intake of simple sugar was less than 10 pounds per year. Today's estimate suggests the average person in the United States consumes over 100 pounds a year. My word. So much sugar is consumed by the average American that many diets now have sugar intakes representing 50% of their carbohydrate intake for the day. 100 pounds a year. That's how much simple sugar we're eating. And it's killing us. And towards the end, I'll talk a little bit, if I have time, about how sugar is killing us when we get so much into our system. Let me give you some stats here too. If you like your fruit cocktails, did you know the average cup is 52 grams of sugar? It's 100% of the calories of most of those canned fruit cocktails. Please don't eat those. Fruit smoothies, man, those are becoming popular, right? But we're loading lots of sugar in them. Most people add about 42 grams of sugar to a fruit smoothie. That's really not that healthy. Applesauce, this may surprise you. Applesauce, 42 grams of sugar in your average store-bought applesauce out there. That's a lot of sugar for your kids. Matter of fact, that's more than what you find in most sodas. 12 to 16 ounces of soda can range between 39 and 49 grams of sugar. How about this one? Low-fat frozen yogurt. That sounds good, right? Low-fat. No. Remember, fat is not the issue. It really isn't. It's the sugar. So low-fat frozen yogurt, when you take the fat out, you replace it with sugar, has 35 grams of sugar. Most of your juices, cranberry, apple, or whatever you enjoy, 34 grams on average. How about the high-fiber cereals that we're supposed to be eating that are good for us? And some of them are, but you got to read the label. Some of them have as much as 17 to 20 grams of simple sugar. So, listen, sugars are all over the place. Refined sugar is everywhere in our diet, and that's really what it's about. Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. It's okay to enjoy a little sugar once in a while, but 100 pounds a year? No, that's causing a lot of metabolic diseases. And so here's what we can do. I'm going to introduce to you now the trinity of nutrients for better sugar control. Here we go. Sorghum brand, white mulberry leaf, and Floridzin. Floridzin comes from apple root. Yeah, the apple tree, the root of it has Floridzin in it. When you take these three nutrients together, they work in multiple mechanisms to protect you from sugar. First of all, the three of them together will inhibit sugar digestion. That means less gets into your bloodstream. That's going to work throughout your gastrointestinal system. They also inhibit the sugar absorption directly. So it's not just that you're digesting less sugar. Once some of the sugar is digested and ready to be absorbed into your bloodstream from your gut, these three nutrients can block the absorption of some of that sugar. They can inhibit sugar production out of the liver. Yeah, the liver actually makes sugar. People don't realize that. Sugar is important. You do need some, and the liver has a lot of mechanisms to make sure your blood levels remain healthy. But as we get older, Oh, the liver gets a little anxious and starts making too much sugar. And these three nutrients can inhibit sugar production from the liver. And then, this is an important one, all three together can improve insulin sensitivity. That's important because insulin's the hormone that takes the sugar out of your blood and puts it into the cell where it belongs. When we consume and load our systems with sugar, it loads our system with insulin. Insulin follows the sugar. So if you spike sugar, you spike insulin. And if you go through a lifetime of spiking insulin, eventually your muscle cells, your brain cells, your gut cells, they don't really like insulin anymore. It's called insulin resistance. It's the hallmark of type 2 diabetes. So when you take these three nutrients, you can improve how well your muscles and your brain cells and your nerve cells, how well they will respond to insulin. It's called improving insulin sensitivity, and that's very, very important for diabetics, pre-diabetics, people at risk for diabetes. I'm going to take you through each one of those ingredients just real quickly and what they're doing here. Sorghum bran is a type of grain that inhibits the amylase enzyme in your gut. That's important because when we eat all the starches, the breads and the pastas, less of that will get into your bloodstream. Sorghum bran also inhibits the liver production specifically of from making too much sugar. That's good. And sorghum bran is very important to that insulin sensitivity, as I mentioned. Now, the white mulberry, some of you who watch Dr. Oz, if you watch him during the afternoons, he talked about white mulberry recently, and I agree with him. This is a great plant extract that will inhibit other sugar digestion enzymes, also slow down that sugar production from the liver, and just like the sorghum bran, will enhance insulin sensitivity. Now, the Floridzin, that's one I bet you haven't heard of before. Floridzin comes from the root of the apple tree. And so once the apples are picked, they're able to take some of the root out. They're able to do it in a way they preserve the apple tree, which is good. But they take a little bit of that root, and from that they pull out this compound called Floridzin. And the best effect that it has in your body is slowing down how much sugar actually moves from your gut into your bloodstream. That's called absorption. So Floridzin is working on the absorption part. The sorghum bran and the white mulberry are working mostly on slowing down the digestive part. So when you combine them all together, you're talking about quite an effect on maintaining healthy sugar levels. And even for diabetics, can even bring it down some and work quite well with some of the medications you might be taking. So I want you to consider, if you know anybody with diabetes, pre-diabetes, or there's a family history, and you know what? Come on. All of us need to really watch our sugar intake. It's all over our diet. Unless you're able every day, every moment to eat very healthy, clean, organic food, you're going to get some sugar in there. So consider these trinity of nutrients for maintaining healthy sugar levels, for lowering really sugar levels. Sorghum bran, white mulberry, and Floridzin. Why is it so dangerous, by the way? Real quick. This was a good question somebody asked in one of my lectures. Well, why, I mean, if sugar is important for us to have energy, what's the downside to it? So what if I have a little bit too much in my bloodstream? What is it really doing? Well, sugar, if you don't burn it as energy, will do two things. The first thing is it can turn to body fat, and that's the link to the metabolic disorders that we're dealing with. The second thing is sugar is very reactive. It will bind to proteins and fats that are on your cell surfaces. And when sugar binds to a protein or fat on your cell surface, it disrupts or destroys, I should say, the structure of that protein or fat. And when you destroy the structure of a protein or fat, you destroy its function. And so in that type of reaction, when sugar binds to fats and proteins, is called glycation. Glycation is one of the newer leading theories of why we age in general as humans. So we have to manage sugar better in our lives because of glycation, body fat, and some recent studies have shown that too much sugar can have a link to cancer and even premature deaths. So think about all of that. You know, those reasons would be good reasons to keep your sugar levels down. So those are the trinity of nutrients. I have a website for you to go to if you are interested in learning more about these nutrients and maybe even check out what Life Extension offers for these products. You can go to lef.org/sugar. This is Healthy Talk Radio. on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.